Dear sons and daughters, the Advent season challenges us to prepare for the celebration of Jesus' first coming, as we know. Also, we are to prepare for his present coming to us in his Word, the Eucharist, in our neighbors and the Christian community, and in the abiding presence of his Holy Spirit in our souls. Finally, we are asked to be ready to meet him as our judge on his second coming at the end of our lives and at the end of the world. Then he will come with power and great glory on the clouds of heaven, bringing our waiting for his coming to its completion. The readings today invite us to recall God's saving deeds in the history of Israel, culminating with the coming of the promised Messiah. The prophet Baruch, in the first reading, asks the grieving Jerusalem to stand on the highest in order to see her scattered children coming home with God in the lead. Baruch introduces Yahweh, the God of Israel, preparing the way for and leading the Babylonian exiles to Jerusalem. Hence, the prophet invites the weeping Jerusalem to rejoice and go to high places to watch the return of the exiles. We also, brothers and sisters, are asked to return to the Lord from our slavery to sin during this Advent season. In the second reading, Paul advised the Philippian community members to prepare themselves for Christ's second coming by practicing Christian love and by leading pure, blameless lives. In writing to his favorite community at Philippi, St. Paul, in today's second reading, prays that they be filled with joy as they await the day of Christ. Paul reminds us that our remembrance of God's saving deeds during the Advent season is meant to stir our faith and to fill us with confidence so that the one who began a good work in us will continue to complete it. John the Baptist, in today's Gospel, challenged the Jews to prepare their lives for receiving the long-awaited Messiah. They are to get ready by repenting of their sins, renewing their lives, and expressing their repentance by receiving baptism in the River Jordan. John the Baptist challenged us to prepare the way for the salvation of all flesh, which includes our own, by a true repentance leading to the renewal of our lives. Quoting Isaiah, John declares that he has come to prepare a royal road within our hearts for our Savior. The second Sunday of Advent, brothers and sisters, challenge us to prepare a royal highway in our hearts for Jesus, so that we may receive him as our saving God during Christmas. We should be prepared for his daily coming into our lives, and in the Holy Eucharist, and in the Holy Scriptures, and in the praying community. Each year, brothers and sisters, the second and third Sunday in Advent center on John the Baptist, reminding us that if we want to prepare properly for the coming of Jesus, we need to listen to the baptizer's message. The baptizer proclaimed the coming of God's kingdom and preached a ceremony, a baptism of immersion, as a response that was to symbolize the interior repentance that leads to forgiveness. It was a baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and it required repentance, metanoia, a change of being, which implied a turning around to precede a new direction. Baptism in itself is a purification ritual, and John was inviting people to be purified of the unholy elements in their lives. If a king was planning to travel, war crews would be dispatched to repair the roads. Ideally, the roads for the king's journey would be straight, level, and smooth. John considered himself as the courier of the king, but the preparation on which he insisted was a preparation of heart and of life. "The king is coming," he said in effect, "meant not your roads, but your lives." When the president or prime minister of a country is scheduled to make a public appearance, his staff prepares weeks and even months in advance to make certain that the proper protocol will be observed and the leader's security will be assured. Similarly, detailed preparations precede the appearance of religious leaders like our Pope. Programs are scheduled. Choral presentations are practiced. Gifts are brought and special persons are chosen to present them in the most gracious manner possible, so that the honored one is duly recognized and appreciated. In fact, one wonders if today's gospel about John the Baptist proclaiming the coming of Jesus applies more than modern rock stars that it does to the true Messiah. Only when we put the equal care and commitment into our spiritual Christmas preparations will all humanity begin to see the salvation of God. John called his listeners to repent as a way of preparing their hearts and lives for the Lord's visit. Further, he is calling us to get ready for something so great that it fills our emptiness with expectation. A smooth road means nothing to God, but a repentant heart means a great deal. Hence, the truly important goal for us is to prepare our hearts to receive the Lord. Brothers and sisters, for salvation, we look to Jesus. Jesus present in the Scriptures. Jesus present in the sacraments. Jesus present in our coming together in His name. Jesus present in the lives of His followers. At Christmas time, Christian, all people of good will see the salvation of God. At Christmas, the word salvation resounds. Let us better say, it is the only word that resounds on that holy night. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, shall be. World without end. Amen.